while the world whizzes by. Enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Bye-bye. There you go. Is Donna back?
She is back.
Oh, thank God. Hey, Donna, what's up, girl?
Oh, hey, guys. Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, about 3 weeks ago or so, Dom was on the Mike Calter, you know, when he did the Mike Calter show.
Yeah.
And he said he was renewing his contract.
Yeah, he did.
And Mike said to make sure that you put in your contract that you're going to move with me, you know, with Mike, he said, because otherwise you might be stuck on the Johnny B morning show.
Oh.
And Mike Calter said that. Johnny, he made that name, Johnny B morning show.
Well, he was probably saying it sarcastically to make fun of me, which is cool.
No, sir. I know sarcastic. Okay. I know sarcastic. That was not sarcastic.
You think maybe he might have let the cat out of the bag that maybe I'm going to have my own morning show soon?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know whether he's planning on moving on to bigger and better things or moving over or doing something.
Yeah.
But he did say, you know, if he might be, you know, if he moves. And I know when they talk about people, you know, all the other DJs, all the other people, they always say bad things about, and they've never said anything bad about you or Will.
Well, I mean, it's because we're fantastic.
Except they say Will's a drug addict and...
A drug addict?
Oh, he's a drunk. Yeah, he's definitely a drunk.
Yeah, maybe that's an alcoholic or something.
All right, well, fair enough.
I forget what. But they were laughing about it, and they kept joking about it all day.
Well, look, Donna.
Yeah, I think looking at bigger and better things for you.
Donna, look. Mike is my friend, and it would hurt my heart for him to move out of this area. You know, I enjoy his show, and I enjoy being around him as much as possible. But if there is a shot, you know, that, you know, if he left and I were to get the morning show, I think I speak for Will and myself and possibly Kelly when I say, get out of here, Mike. Go. Go. You should be in New York. Go now.
He wasn't talking leave the station. He was
get out of here.
Maybe he was talking a different time. He was definitely not talking about leaving the station.
Oh. Well, how the hell am I going to get a morning show if he's here?
Yeah, no, that's not happening, Donna.
Well, maybe he's talking about a different time.
Oh, he's going to switch with me. He'll do 9 to midnight.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe ask him. I don't know.
I'm going to call him right now. He's probably awake. I mean, what's he got to get up early in the morning for?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know.
Exactly. Now that I'm the morning guy, let's go. Yeah. All right, Donna. Well, you got to stop doing drugs, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have a great night. Bye-bye, sexy. There you go. Wow. That was a weird call.
Good times.
Yeah, she's like, hey, I think Mike's serious. You're going to get the morning show. But he's not leaving. Huh?
Aw.
Okay.
Precious.
Ain't happening.
Precious, Donna. Thank you.
We will fill in. Now, we are the Blaine Gabbert for Tom Brady, and we're quite happy to do so. And we'll be doing it Friday. So, all right, you want to do some news? We got a really big story right out of the gate.
Yep. Let's do it.
And now, live from somewhere you don't want to be, it's all the news that makes you wonder what the f*** is going on. It's What the Hell News, only on the Johnny B Show.
All right, well, I don't know if this is going to get us in trouble or not, or if we even really care. But before we get into your standard news, people are wondering what the hell is going on, and I know Calta talked about, you know, the gist of it the other morning, but obviously people know there's been a shakeup as far as personnel goes on the station. You know, we lost a couple people. And there's some moving around going on. And good news, Will and I are still employed with 102.5 DeBone and Cox Media Group, Tampa. We're still here, baby.
I am too.
Oh yeah, you too, Kelly. You're. I want to say that they can't fire you, but okay.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah.
They can't really cut my hours when you only work 2 hours a week. They have to really hate me.
There's something about not making money that makes you valuable. It makes you harder to fire. So I think Will and I, we're so low on the totem pole pay-wise that it was like, yeah, we can afford to keep them. So we're still there. But the hours are going to be changing. We weren't really supposed to talk about it until Friday, but we're best of the next 2 days. And although we will talk about it Friday morning, we wanted to make sure, and this is Will, really, you kind of pointed this out before the show. You're like, look, we have listeners that only listen at night, so we need to tell them, you know, so that they don't know what the hell happened on Monday when we come on, and the hours are a little different. So starting Monday, we will be an earlier show. We will be starting at 8 o'clock instead of 9 o'clock. That's great news. Bad news, we're going to be a super short show every night. So we'll be 8 o'clock till 10 o'clock Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Obviously, 8 to 10 is Ask the Dom on Wednesdays. That's not changing. Yeah. And I think we might be going 10 to midnight on Wednesdays, I think, still.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's what I was going to say. Jump in and say,
yeah.
I didn't know if you saw the email or not.
I did, yeah.
That's up to you. I'm okay with that.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
We can do what we do. I know we kicked around a few things about the Wednesday night thing, about what to do, which I'm still down to try
that, too. We could do it another night, though. Like, I'm down to do that anytime, really. But, you know, and that's something else that we're going to try to do some streaming stuff that's, you know, not affiliated with Cox Media Group, just like a little side project, you know, to be able to make up some of that time on the side with, you know, with our listeners and things like that. So I'm looking to do a lot of that, too. And I've told you, you should do an HMB radio, one live show a week, you know, and I want to start doing the Johnny B sides, and then we could do something with the two of us, and we could do crossover stuff. But we both have good home studios. We're sitting in our home studios right now. We might as well utilize them. We might as well put them to work. And although we're going to be, you know, a lot less hours on 102.5 The Bone, we could still get content out there to the people. And, you know, it's not the end of the world. We're still employed. We're still doing a show. I'm still doing Bone Fantasy Live on Sundays with Mike Olivero and Ben Swig. You know, so it's just it's a corporate thing. This wasn't anything that we did wrong. They've reiterated that over and over again. It's this came down from way up top, and there was markets affected across the country. Nervous Jared, poor guy, you know, he just had, you know, kidney transplant, just signed to buy a new house, and he lost his job on Billy Madison. So, I mean, it sucks, you know. So it wasn't anything anybody did wrong. They keep telling us that. I feel like a wife that gets hit. You know, it's like, look, it's not you, okay? It's not you. You're great. But sometimes you get hit. Radio's it's a fickle, fickle bitch of an industry, and this just happens. And you know, over the last 8 years, I've never been impacted in a negative way. And yeah, so it was a little bit of a punch in the gut for me, but you know, they reassured me and made me feel better about it when they explained it in detail. And you know, and you know, as long as you're still on air, you're, you know, the blood's still pumping, we're still working hard at making something out of ourselves, so we're still at it. You want to add anything, Will?
I'd like to add a lot of things, but I probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
So, I'll just leave it at that for now, but...
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.